We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are at Kingdom Bar and Grill hanging out, watching the NFL draft. The Kansas City Chiefs, after trading back a little bit from pick 50, are on the clock with the 54th pick in the NFL draft, making their first selection in the second round. There's been a little bit of a run on receivers here right before some raw visitor. You'll probably get some raw visceral reactions from us. Tyquan Thornton got traded up for pick 50. You saw George Pickens at 52 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think really disappointing some Chiefs fans here. We'll get into that later because we're waiting to find out who the new Chief is. It's not George Pickens. Get over it, because there's still a lot of really good football players sitting here on the board.
Yeah. Cheer back up. Actually, you know what? I'm kind of glad that it wasn't the pick. I'm glad it wasn't the Colts that got George Pickens. I didn't say what we're talking about. But like now, as Chiefs fans, we get a reset. We've got a couple of minutes have gone by. We're waiting on the Chiefs pick on the clock again. We're hypothetical. You know, we're talking about the board that might have been there when they decided to trade back. You can make the argument that only one guy of those guys that we mentioned went off the board.
Absolutely. The board was good. Like we said, they trade back four spots. Now they're able to sit here and they're able to get the guy that they wanted. You know, it's not done in a vacuum. The Chiefs generally know where guys are going to go, who's going to go where. This trade back was made with the idea that they'd still be able to get one of their guys. So take that to heart here. It's not like they traded back and went, oh, no, there went our two players that we were looking for. They have a guy in mind. I'm anxious to see who it is.
They obviously felt good about where they were sitting with the board. And I know that's going to disappoint some Chiefs fans, because I know there was a lot of fans of George Pickens. There's a little bit of run on receivers. Maybe this is where the Chiefs go. And I'm telling you guys, I mean, if you're one receiver, Sky Moore is still sitting on the board too.
We love Sky Moore.
He's a great consolation, and there's so many different reasons.
He's not a consolation. So he's a great stop you right there. He is probably.
I have the pick.
He's happy.
And I'm trying not to smile right now. With the 54th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select wide receiver Sky Moore out of Western Michigan. And we got Chiefs Kingdom. It's really excited. The Kingdom Bar and Grill is absolutely lit. I am beyond excited. I love this pick.
Maddie's guy.
This is another
Take
Maddie
it away,
guy.
Buddy.
Okay, so first of all, I got to say this at the top, because we didn't talk about it yesterday. Boy, am I killing the KCSN draft right now.
I was going to look right now.
I'm up 2-0 in the first Chiefs, you know, first two rounds. So he's one of my guys. I love Sky Moore out of Western Michigan. Like, he's absolutely electric. He's a guy that we talk about him a lot. New to the position. He's played wide receiver for 3 years, and he absolutely destroyed any competition he played this past year. The only game he wasn't good in was against Michigan in first-round pick Daxon Hill, and it still wasn't his fault that his offensive line couldn't block that terrorizing pass rush. Like, he's such a good wide receiver. He can win on the outside. He wins from the slot. Like, I absolutely love Sky Moore. I think he's one of the better fits for this offense. Like, I'm not going to say Pickens wasn't a higher-rated guy for me, but I'll say this. Andy Reid's traditional offense, what it's been, Sky Moore's a better fit in that offense than George Pickens was.
Well, and this is something we need to discuss, because we've been talking about X-type receivers and potentially getting some of these X-type receivers. The Chiefs kind of deviate a little bit away from this. I don't think they've had a true X receiver, really. I mean, Sammy Watkins did a lot about that, but he had a lot of versatility, too. with Travis Kelce isolating on the backside of formations, it gives you a little bit more flexibility on the front side of the formations. You saw Sammy Watkins very often tucked into that bunch formation. Sky Moore is a guy that can X a little bit. You're not going to lean on him too much to do it. He's capable of doing it. You can put him back there. He can be pressed, but he's a guy that can kind of move all over offensive formations. And as a route runner, he's one of the best route runners in this entire class.
He really is. I love the way that he plays with leverage against cornerbacks. I think he does a great job setting guys up, recognizing when people turn their hips a little bit too early, getting in the blind spot. I very much love the way that he uses the leverage of the corner against him. But he's one of the best vertical guys from the slot, and we have seen Andy Reid use that slot position to get vertical a lot. We've posited maybe that's Marquez Valdez-Scantling. You know, I know everybody wants to slot Juju into the slot in that role, but if you are expecting the Chiefs to run a similar offense, obviously it's not going to be quite as electric as it was with Tyreek Hill, but he offers you that vertical threat. He offers you that route running ability. He's not just speed. He's a great route runner. He's got speed. Like, I love this pick. We picked Sky Moore in the KCSN mock draft a couple weeks ago.
In the first round.
This is why we don't draft 30. For a cheat team, I guess.
Hey, kudos to Brett Veach.
Can I gush for a second?
Gush.
We might get happy rant.
Gush
Brett Veach is absolutely dominating this draft. This is unbelievable what he has done. His instincts have been so good. They have addressed the three most important positions that they have to address heading into this draft, and they've done it with just perfect timing.
He read like Chris Ballard like a book.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Because the rumors were Indy like Sky Moore.
There was a lot of buzz about Sky Moore to Indy.
Read him like a book. They traded behind him and they said, that's okay, even after George Pickens, don't panic. We know you're going to take, you know, somebody else. You're going to take a guy that has a different profile. They did. The Chiefs get the better receiver right after.
Well, and they got an extra pick out of it. They got pick 158 now. Like, they just had such good instincts with everything that they have done to this point. You see them moving up for one of their first round grades. I'm just telling you, it was one of their first round grades. I don't know if Brett Veach flat out said it. It was one of their first round grades.
He didn't flat out say it, but he said it.
So they went and go get their corner. They had the instincts to say, all right, we're going to sit. We're going to let George Karlaftis fall to it. He does. They trade back three receivers that I don't think are I don't think as highly of as Sky Moore, go off the board after they trade back.
Yep.
And they get him.
Yeah.
And they get an extra pick.
Sky Moore, 82nd percentile in 40 time and 97th percentile in 10-yard split. The short area explosion for Sky Moore is ridiculous.
What? And I think it shows up on tape.
I think
like,
so,
and
too.
I think that's one of those things. Like,
there's natural separation.
I think he was tied for one of the fastest wide receiver 10-yard split at the entire at the NFL Combine.
I believe so.
He has long speed, but it's the burst. It's the explosion. You see that when he runs routes. I mean, there was talk about the best slant runner in this draft class, like in terms of production efficiency. It's Sky Moore. Get the guy that was probably the best at running slant or bubble RPOs in this wide receiver draft class. It was probably Sky Moore.
Yep.
Guess two things that the Chiefs lose with Tyreek Hill. Yes, the vertical threat. Slants stuff off of the RPO game. Like, he can replace that. He can do it immediately, not as good, but he'll do it. And he has the athletic profile that Craig just outlined to do all of these other things, you know, to run these deep overs. Like, this is such a great pick. My personal comp, I was serious with you guys, and I don't think I said it completely public yet, for Sky Moore, I do think he's a little Jeremy Maclin-esque.
Ooh.
Not the biggest
Ooh.
Guy. He's a little shorter. He's not skinny. He's shorter, but he has that ability to make some contested catches. He's not a traditional X, but he can operate in those same areas because of his route running and his burst out of his brakes.
I believe you said that in the KCSN Discord, that you had published
like
that right there. And that makes sense. We know how Andy Reid knows how to use those types of guys. I am thrilled with Sky Moore here. Sky Moore is one of the guys that I was always going to be super excited about in this draft. The Chiefs drafted him. And to get him now at pick 54, this far into the second round, that's a great move. That's a great move by Brett Veach.
The pick is being announced on the broadcast right now. And the Chiefs fans are thrilled.
Love it.
Oh, this is so much fun.
I'm glad there was a rebound.
This
you know,
is so
after
much fun.
Yes.
You're seeing fist pumps. You're seeing a lot of people excited, and they should be.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm bubbling right now. I'm just like, this is incredible.
Okay, so, no, we don't have any hard feelings about the Chiefs not landing George Pickens, right?
Not at all.
No hard feelings.
No, right?
I mean,
I will just say this. I think the Chiefs knew they were passing up on George Pickens when they traded back.
I think so, too.
I think they knew they were doing it when Brett Veach took the stand for his presser, and he talked right after talking about wide receivers, talked about they have more information than everybody who likes to have fun on mock draft machines. I don't mean that in a bad way. I have fun on mock draft machines.
Yeah.
I love George Pickens to the Chiefs. That doesn't, there's just, I think we kind of should have been prepared for this.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, he spelled it right out there. You still get a top receiver. This is still in the tier two of receivers. Easily still the tier two of receivers. That's where we wanted the Chiefs to play because they were going to miss out on a lot of those top tier guys, likely. And with the wide receiver run in the first round, it didn't make sense for them to trade aggressively up to try and get a guy. Staying put, not staying put, trading back and still being able to get Sky Moore. I mean, what a phenomenal pick.
I'm buzzing.
I'm beside myself.
Look,
I love it.
I'm looking here. I'm trying to look up and down this board. And if we're going to talk about value, Sky Moore was one of the highest rated players we had left on the board. Bernard Raymond, Devin Lloyd, Bernard Raymond, DeMarvin Leal. Those, I think, were the only two players, and Malik Willis, that we had rated higher in the KCSN Draft Guide Big Board. So, I mean, they crushed it. They absolutely crushed value and need met. And it feels like value and need has met about every time the Chiefs have drafted to this point. And that's so hard to do. And that's why I really want to give credit to Brett Veach for what he's done so far. Because that's what I'm saying, that instinct, that understanding, it's special. This is a special start to a draft. I'm beyond excited. You think I gave an A today?
Yeah.
Or yesterday?
Listen, yeah.
Okay, but you think I gave an A yesterday?
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is entirely different right here, right? Like, this is entirely different when you're getting Sky Moore after trading back in the middle of the second round. So here's another thing that's really cool about Sky Moore for me is he's still young to the position, right? He's played quarterback in high school. He's now played wide receiver at Western Michigan. No shade at the school, but that's not a Power 5 program. That's not a program known now. Corey Davis did come out of there. So,
yes.
Recent, talent has come through there, but it's not like it's a blue blood in terms of production. He has 3 years there. He gets this good. He now jumps up to the NFL level. Who's to say where he's going to be in another year or two after what he gets to do in the Chiefs offense? Once he gets in here with these guys, works with Mahomes, works with these, Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, Matt Nagy, all these guys, the sky is the limit. I mean, quite literally here, because there's so much place
That's
for him to
job.
Go in terms of his development. But in year one, I've already highlighted what he does well is something they're now missing.
Absolutely.
So that's the beauty. You get a little bit of a floor that's safe in terms of useful right away in year one, and you got so much room to grow into.
I haven't listened to anything you guys have said because I'm just beaming.
We're aware.
Have you guys mentioned how good he is in the RPO game?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Maddie definitely has mentioned how good he is in the RPO.
Because like, we've had a lot of conversations about that, but like, I mean, the Chiefs love to run those glance slant RPOs.
They do.
Hello, Sky Moore.
Yeah.
I mean, he flits in right in there perfectly.
You see the quarterback background and the way that he toys with cornerbacks. And I think that that's very important because when we talk about wide receivers in round two, there are a bunch of natural comparisons made, not to just guys that the Chiefs have taken, but wide receivers in the second round in general, guys that need to develop. And so Matty's saying, you know, he's new to the position, he needs to develop. It's not from a route understanding. It's not from a spacing understanding. It's not from a leverage understanding. And those are some of the harder things for these raw guys to pick up. That quarterback, you know, that quarterback history really plays in. And that's why we're so excited about him, because the athleticism's there, the understanding is there. The refinement that you have to do is so much narrower than other guys that you kind of look at as projects. He's just that. Let's talk about the cons of this. He's small.
Short. Not small. Short.
He's short.
He's
short.
Still pretty dense and thick.
He is dense.
There's another dense, thick receiver the Chiefs just lost.
I know, but he is short. So he's not a guy that you're going to say, hey, you line up on the line of scrimmage, you're going to beat that guy at the, you know, at the catch point, you're going to be able to go up and get a, you know, a pass over them. He is a shorter guy in that regard. Now, obviously, Andy Reid knows how to use those guys. You know, this isn't, you know, he's not reinventing the wheel with his offense here. But I think we had kind of thought they might go with a little more size on the outside there. This is definitely not it. So we talked a lot of pros. That is a potential con.
And I would say the other con is this. Like, if you know, the size thing is the thing. I don't even know if I want to count that as a con just because they clearly didn't prioritize that with this pick, right?
Correct.
So that's not fair to say he's not an X receiver because they didn't draft him to be that. I will say his deep route tree, you know, his vertical route tree is pretty limited. It's pretty much goes or a post corner.
But what he's shown down the field is still pretty good, I think.
Right. No,
and
no,
his
no.
ability to track the football over his shoulder and run underneath footballs. I think there's been a lot there. Sorry, go.
Right, no, I was going to say, so like, I think that's just one of the big things that we kind of... Oh, okay, here we go. Right now, on the screen, we have some Sky Moore highlights. So you guys, we can see it here as we're going, and we'll see on some of this. Here we go. Vertical ability right here. He's beat the corner. We're tracking the ball down the field, making a catch, staying on the feet. You're not going to see him get caught from behind very often either here. Like,
maintains this guy's acceleration.
Up, he's still pulling away because he's, you know, yeah, I mean, like, there it is. This is that now, the vertical route here. I just wanted to say. It's a limited sample size. He runs very few routes vertically, but 3 years and the most RPO-heavy offense in, like, the entire college football, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're dealing with here. That's not a big worry. It's just where he's at right now.
And it's not necessarily, you know, what it's what he's asked to do. They ran so many RPOs at Western Michigan. It was absurd. Some of the games you watched, like, doing the work on Caleb Ellaby and trying to chart it was, like, traditional dropbacks. You really didn't get to see a ton of them. Some of them were just quick fades out to Sky Moore at times too, when they weren't deviating away from throwing RPO slants. But you know, sometimes it's just as simply as what you were asked to do, and you see the building blocks and the components of a guy that's a capable route runner. And I mean, he already is a very, very good route runner with what he's been asked to do. Allow him to build on that route tree. I think he can develop the vertical tree, but the components of being a guy that can win downfield are undoubtedly already there. And reference to the athletic testing too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, here's another thing. Like, beyond the vertical route tree, I have some stats, and these are coming straight from, you know, Sports Info Solutions. This is part of their draft coverage this year, but they've developed a way that they kind of essentially give you, like, you know, points created per game. Sky Moore, number one in points created, receiving points created per game. So just as a receiver, he's first in this entire draft class. Out of the slot, he's fourth out of the entire draft class. I believe he was inside the top 10 from out wide at 8.
Wow.
Yards per route run, fifth overall. You want to go to yards after the catch, second overall in this draft class. Catchable catch percentage, third overall.
Wow.
Receptions per game, sixth overall. This guy checks every single box you can ask for. If you really want to see everything Sky Moore can do against the best competition he played, go watch him versus Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
They're going to have a corner named Damari Mathis that is going to get drafted.
Maybe future chief. Who knows?
You'll see Sky Moore go up against him and other guys that will play in the NFL at Pittsburgh. He lights him up. He crosses him up. He knocks him down. Like, if you're watching this right now on YouTube, one, you should be. And while you're doing it, drop down, hit like, subscribe, leave some comments, let us know what you think about the pick. But also, you can flip on over. You got to go check out. We're watching the highlights now. You can see what he's doing in these games. These are some of the best highlights you're going to see out of any wide receiver in this class. He just played at Western Michigan, so not everyone may know about
it. Yeah, it's the exposure aspect of that. I think Chiefs fans are going to quickly fall in love with this guy because of his competitive toughness. You see him taking hits, you know, making catches on some of these slants and immediately getting hit, hanging onto the ball. Very secure, good hands, good route running ability, good vertical ability, and once again, still learning at the position. You have that floor out of Sky Moore with room to grow with Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Mecole Hardman. That is a mean four-man tandem right there. I love that wide receiver core. I really do.
We talked about, you know, Sky Moore fit that group of receivers that we felt comfortable that she's just taking as their high-end receiver and maybe not having to feel the need to double dip. Like, this was one of those guys, and they got him at 54.
I would have been happy with Sky Moore at 30, yeah. So I'm just chilling here. They traded back from 50 and still picked him. Like, you can't make me feel any happier.
And you think about it from some perspectives too. Like, you know, you build it like a basketball team, right? The Chiefs have a lot of these bigger bodied receivers now with guys that kind of win in different areas. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, big body receiver. Obviously Travis Kelce playing a lot of receiver. And Juju Smith-Schuster. Now this guy kind of supplementing all these guys here too. He fits in extremely well in that regard too.
He slots right in.
It's
he
so
really
perfect.
Does slot right in. I mean, look.
Oh man, now Craig's coming onto your corner.
Listen.
Craig's coming for your corner. Veach says, "Hey, I'm going to draft a corner into the round one and break some trends." Matt and Craig decide, "Oh, we're coming for Kid's corner."
Not just that, but Veach then trades back, breaking every single narrative.
Oh, we're getting the
Pitt
highlights right
now
too of Sky Moore. We're getting him up against Pitt. This is the best competition he's going to play.
All right, so Patrick LaVon Mahomes gets a new toy to play with.
Yes.
Where in the field are we seeing Sky Moore, you know, really targeted a lot? How happy do you think Patrick Mahomes is to have this guy?
I mean, so it's early on, right? So early in his career, I think you're going to see him used a lot underneath, over the middle of the field. He's going to take a lot of, I mean, I said it already, the Tyreek Hill kind of roles on these RPOs, on these bubbles, where Patrick Mahomes gets that ball out there quicker than anybody else. That's what it's coming to. You want to actually know what is the most perfect quarterback to wide receiver connection this entire draft class? Patrick Mahomes to Sky Moore on a slant. Sky Moore's ability to react to passes coming on a slant through traffic immediately out is incredible. Ton of experience. The biggest hands in the entire draft class, despite being shorter.
Yes.
The biggest hands in the draft class. He doesn't drop the ball. He can take those bullets, those rifle shots from Mahomes over the middle of the field.
That's, oh man.
He's going to pick them up. He's going to see them. He's going to catch them because that's what he does. What he specializes in.
Chiefs fans, just their ears are perking. Biggest hands in the class, he doesn't drop the ball. How many times last year do we see on some of these quick
short
reaction
passes.
Plays, these short passes that resulted in popping the ball up into the air, interceptions. We saw the interception luck essentially go the other way with Mahomes this year. Now he's throwing to a guy with very sure hands, very big hands, going to be able to haul some of that in. Lots of experience with it.
We spend so much time talking about ceiling ability upside of all these players because, you know, when you're looking at some of the draft, you know, you're looking at some of these guys with the highest ceiling, trying to project. I mean, George Pickens, one of the reasons you're so excited about him is because he does have some really elite ability. When you talk fit, when you look at how the Chiefs roster has changed so drastically since the Tyreek Hill trade, and you see the areas where this guy wins and this guy has success, I mean, it makes a lot of – when you look back, when you talk about it, you look back and you say, that one makes a lot of sense. I think he was the best value on the board or one of the best values on the board.
Now, here we go. I think this is going to be the easiest one of these that we've done yet. Real quick here, let's get grades.
Yeah.
A+. Moving on.
A+.
We're going around the board here. A+, a guy that we loved in the first round. Brett Veach gets in a trade back at pick 54. What a move. Sky Moore to the Chiefs. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun here at Kingdom Bar and Grill. Just got done breaking down the Sky Moore pick. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening, for watching, for hanging out at the Kingdom Bar and Grill with us. It really means a lot.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.